Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson, and I'm here with one of my co-hosts, Daryl Gibbs. Daryl, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, my man. I'm happy and blessed to be on here with you. How you doing?
Right on, brother. I'm good, man. Chris is taking the night off, and he had some personal affairs to take care of, and it's been really busy for me for the last month or so, and yeah, we're just trying to keep on the air every Thursday night, but we're going to make some changes, and I'm going to go right into it tonight. We're going to get to a discussion about Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town song here a little bit later in the show. But the first change that we're going to make is, number one, Chris and Daryl are going to venture off and do their own show. And I'll kind of explain that here in a second. It's not because I don't like them or they don't like me. It's I want to make sure that Chris and Daryl are able to, because I listened to the last show with Chris and Daryl without me on it. I think they did a fantastic job. And Chris has got some different ideas on what he'd like to do with the radio show, and I can't do it. It involves video, just because I'm too busy, and I'm on the road, and I can't just stop and put a video on for 2 hours, and I'm getting paid to do this job, not paid to do my trucking job, not to do the radio show. The radio show is more like a hobby, to try and help educate the public of what's happening around this country and around the world, honestly. So they're gonna branch off, and they're gonna take a different night on this network, and I'm going to change the name of this network. It's not going to be called the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show or Talk Radio Network anymore. It's going to be called the Patriot Network. And the reason I chose that name is because, well, we all love this country, and I wanted to keep it more simple, more not so many words, just the Patriot Network. And Chris and Daryl they're going to start with Chris and Daryl. But eventually, Daryl's going to branch off, and Daryl's going to have his own radio show. So just us three will have three different radio shows, three different nights of the week. And then, but wait, there's more. my good friend over at Truckers for Christ, Stephen Myers, is going to do a broadcast sharing the gospel for those of you that are interested in. He'll be starting that on Sundays. We got to lock down the time for sure yet, and I've got to train him on some stuff. But he's going to do his own radio show. So we'll have four different nights to keep you entertained, especially those of you that are out in the road driving truck. What better way to tune in to the Patriot Network when we change the name and know that a good majority of your nights, you can throw us through your Bluetooth on your phone or on your radio, and listen to us driving down the road. And there's a guest call-in number, which is 516-1733. And that number will work for all four radio shows. So you can call in and share your thoughts and opinions and whatever you want to do. Now, Chris and Daryl's radio show, they're going to call that, it's going to be called Distracted. And I'll let Chris get into more of what that is going to all entail when he comes back on live on air with us here, because he's not going to probably start that probably for another month or so. And the last thing I want to make an announcement is that this show, the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, may not be called the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show anymore. I am thinking about changing the name to Not The View, and I want to keep it right at about an hour. I knew you'd get a laugh out of that, Daryl.
Yep. Oh, I like that.
It was between Not The View or Racist Redneck, and I thought, we'll probably go with Not The
Not
View.
Not The View. I like that. Not The View.
So, starting tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the show is going to stay at roughly an hour. But here's the exception to the rule. If we're having a really good show and I get a bunch of callers in and we're having good conversation, I'm setting every one of these shows up for a max of 3 hours. That's all we can do is 3 hours per episode. So I will have 3 hours. Chris and Daryl will have 3 hours when they're together, and Daryl will have 3 hours when he breaks out on his own, and so will Stephen Myers with Truckers for Christ. And I believe Chris and Daryl are probably going to stay at the two-hour mark. They do pretty good together at the 2 hours, and honestly, we all three do really good together at the two-hour mark, but I got too much stuff going on. Tuesday nights, oh, I forgot. Tuesday nights we have the Constitutionalists, too. I'm an idiot. I forgot about that. So actually, there's 5 nights a week that you're going to be entertained. So I do the Constitutionalist on Tuesday nights with Travis Bull Johnson from the Constitutional Republic Party. And I try to keep that at about an hour. We have gone up to 2 hours just because we had a senator from the state of Minnesota call in, and the conversation got interesting, and so we stayed on a little bit longer. And that's what we're going to do with this show and on all the other shows. We have 3 hours allotted. They can decide how long they want to stay on, but I'm choosing to stay on for an hour because I'm doing overboard again. So I got to just calm down just a little bit. I don't want to quit the show. I just got to tone it down just a bit. So with that being said, that's the big announcements that we have for you, ladies and gentlemen. And all those changes will be coming soon here within the next month or so. And just stay tuned, and we will update you as any updates come available. But as of now, Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Central, the Constitutionalist is on every Tuesday night. And we talk about the Constitution and the Constitutional Republic Party and politics in general. And then Thursday nights, we will remain on the air. But it's going to go back. We're going to stay down to an hour. But we will go over if need be. Hopefully not tonight because I got to get up at 3:30 in the morning. So there's the announcement. And, yeah, so that leaves us with roughly 50 minutes. And that's good because this next subject that we're going to get into, Jason Aldean released a song called Try That in a Small Town. And if you haven't listened to the lyrics, I've listened to it over and over and over again. And I'm still trying to find the part where it's racist. Well, the deal is the CMT canceled the music video because it was supporting lynching and it was racist and blah, 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 blah. Here's where the woke crowd come into play. So his video shows the riots of 2020. And shows all of these video clips of what the Democrats, Antifa, and the BLM movement were doing during the summer of 2020 and beyond and before. Now, I want to be the first one to say, not all of the BLM marches or protests turned out violent. He was right. Pointing out, and he wasn't pointing his finger at BLM. BLM, and I don't even know if BLM made a statement about it, but I do know people that support BLM come out and said, he's pointing his finger at BLM and blah, blah, blah. No. This is what the far left does, is they turn everything around and to fit their narrative, and then they try to cancel you, the cancel culture, because they're offended because the media told them to be offended. So then everybody jumps on that bandwagon because now it's a group of offended idiots, basically is what it is. Now, let me just explain something to you. The song, Wet Ass Pussy, was named Song of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. And Michelle Obama endorsed the song and said, she's a role model for my daughters. Wet Ass Pussy is a role. The song is a role model for your children. Get the fuck out of here! Are you kidding me? But Try That in a Small Town is the that's the racist one. That's the horrible non-American song. That song is about. He was pointing out the fact that the carjackings and the spitting in an officer's face and all this bullshit that the left is pulling right now, trying to destroy our very principles of this country. He was pointing out the fact that if you come to a small town to try that bullshit, us, a small town people, will stand up for each other. You're not going to go to one house and think you're just going to beat the shit out of somebody or carjack them without having the rest of the community standing there defending that property and that homeowner or that person. You know, life in the cities, life in the metro areas are a hell of a lot different than they are out in a small town. A small town, everybody waves at each other. Everybody helps each other. If there's a neighbor sick, the neighbors come together and they mow the lawn. They bring that person food. If somebody dies, there's cookies and there's bars and there's food on the doorstep or on the table. They love each other. They help each other. They care about each other. People in the metro area, I'm sorry to say this, not all of you, but there's a good majority of you, you don't care about anybody but yourself, your happiness, and you'll walk right by a homeless person sitting there asking for a sandwich. I've watched it happen. I've seen it happen. And again, it's not all of you, but there's a very large percentage of the population that do that in the metro areas. So those are the ones that act holier than thou, like, oh, I give $20 a week to my church. You know, good for you. I just because you go to church and you donate $20, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. God sees what you do for the rest of the week. So don't sit here and act like you're holier than thou because you go to church every Sunday and you donate $20. And as soon as you walk out the front door of the church, go to your car, you drive by four homeless people, say, get a job. You know, that it doesn't work that way. You know, quit being offended by every fucking thing. You know, if you're going to be offended by something, listen to my radio show. I'll offend you. I'm good at offending people. So that's the big news with Jason Aldean this week. And I know Daryl wanted to talk about this, so I'm gonna flip the mic over to Daryl, and let's hear what Daryl's got to say about this matter.
Okay, now, no, you had Sunny Holston, which I'm not a big fan of her. That's a light-skinned sister that is totally lost. So y'all heard me say that, along with Sheryl Crow, with nobody really cares about Sheryl Crow anymore. I guess you got to go ahead and raise her mouth open because, again, she ain't doing anything. And the CMT, the Country Music Television Show, I am highly disappointed in them. Now, they talk about this lynching that happened in front of this courthouse. Now, people, this was, and I'm going to tell you the story of it. You can look this up, too. Again, I'll bring facts to you, not BS, not accusations. So in 1927, this courthouse that they're showing, you have to remember this, the KKK, that was the KKK territory. So KKK is what? Democratic Party. So let's get that out here right now. Henry Choate, he was an 18-year-old kid that was murdered. And the reason he was murdered, he was working on a road construction project in Coffee County, Tennessee. And when he went to go visit his grandfather, who was 85. During that day, a young white girl claimed that she was attacked by a black man. The sheriff of Maury County, which his name is Sam Wiley, bought in a pack of bloodhounds. That's what they used to track down people, and apparently tracked him down to where Henry was. So, of course, you know, he arrested Henry in the county jail. But the sheriff's wife, Miss Willie, she alerted the Negro cook in the jail, Ella Grant, about what was going on, and that there is going to be a mob that's going to be come here for him. So, you know, the cook went and talked to him about it, and Henry, he held his head up proudly, wasn't going to try to run or anything. He held his head up proudly because he didn't do anything. Now, Miss Wiley, remember, she's a white woman who is married to the sheriff that brought him in, said she does not want to see anything happen to an innocent boy being hung. But then you had somebody in the crowd of 250 that had a hammer, knocked down the jail door, but threatened Miss Willie with a stick of dynamite. And at the time, she hid the keys. She didn't want them to harm this kid. But because this man had a stick of dynamite and she was scared, I know some of y'all say, well, she only had a stick of dynamite. Let somebody put a stick of dynamite in front of you. Some of y'all are scared of daggone fireworks, so don't even go there. So she ended up giving the keys. So this group of men one of them had a hammer, hit Henry upside the head, killed him on the point. They dragged him out of the jail. They hung him, put him behind a pickup truck in the streets all the way up to this courthouse. They hung him from the second floor. Now, since these people, and I'm just going to be nice about it, since they don't know their history, if they're going to be angry at something, they should be angry at the jail, not this courthouse. Now, this courthouse, what's going on there now is justice. everyday things that goes on. Again, it's things that happen in our past, so that way we look at our past, we remember it. Now, this song, when they're flashing all these images of what's going on, and people decide, they make it easy to say, well, he's blaming BLM. Well, apparently you must be guilty about something, because he didn't mention BLM in his song. He didn't mention anything about BLM in any of the images being shown. What he's shown was the truth. We have cities, and these were in Democratic-run cities, that there was violence going on. They showed a picture of a lady screaming at a cop, spitting in a cop's face, which I was a cop, I would have knocked her out. People stealing cars, dragging people out, throwing cocktail bombs, all these other things. And so instead of sitting back and saying, you know what, we need to fix this, what did they do? They sit back and say, well, this is a pre-lynching song. If you listen to the words, and the words are right there, read them. There's nothing in there that promotes lynching. Now, the truth of the matter is this. When he said we protect our own, and I already know some of y'all are going to go here, and I'm going to correct you. When he said we protect our own, that doesn't mean we protect just white people. We protect our own, that means the community. That means black, purple, anyone who's there, and people who are in good nature that help out each other. Because country folks, that's what we do. We help each other. When a farmer's tractor goes down, we pitch in and help out. If something happens to a family, they pitch in and help out. I go to places where they don't know me. I say hello, and guess what? I have conversations. Why? Because I act like a human being that is compassionate to say hello to somebody who's a total stranger. But then yet we have all these yahoos, and I'm going to call you yahoos because you are ignorant SOBs that turned around and took an innocent song and tried to turn it racial, when you can't even sit back and say, you know what, all this stuff that we're doing is wrong. Okay, how about this? Lady over there in The View and all those crazy people in The View, including Sheryl Crow, why don't you talk about David Horn, 77, retired St. Louis police officer captain who was killed by looters in a pawn shop on midnight of June 2nd. How about Jose Gutierrez? He's 28 years old in Illinois, shot in the face by looters in Chicago in suburbia. Oh, you can't talk about that because it doesn't go with your narrative. And some of you who are up there in your nice little areas where you don't have to worry about this stuff, I'll tell you what. You may go to a small town. Go into one of these houses that are unlocked, because my granddaddy didn't lock his door. You walk in, I guarantee you, you won't walk out. You sit up here and try to carjack someone in the country. You don't think a swarm of people is going to come down on your butt? And you don't think guns are going to be drawn at you? You spit in the sheriff's face. You don't think he's going to turn around and knock the crap out of you? You deserve that stuff like that. You spit in my face, I'm knocking you out. If I spit in your face, I expect you to do the same. So when you listen to this, listen to the song, folks. Honestly, sit down. Listen to it. Look at the words. Listen to the words. The man is on point. You know what? And if I seen Jason Aldean, I would sit up there and shake his hand and say, thank you for telling the truth. Because it's about time somebody starts standing up and saying things for what they are. And like Jeremy said, you know what? There's people in the big city. You know what? And there are good people there. There are people that will help people out. There's rich people that will help out poor people. But majority of a lot of things that happen in the big city is just like, y'all don't give a damn about no one, about yourself for yourselves, or how much money you can make, or how you can get over somebody. And in the small towns, it's not about that. I'm not saying in the small town that everybody's are wholesome. You got bad people everywhere. But in a small town, people, they come together. And look, there's times on my Facebook, I stop my truck to look at these memorials that they have for their military people or for people who went and died in the military, and they have a memorial for them. I see more of those in small towns than I ever do in a big city. I see people reaching out for helping each other more in a small town than I do in the big city. That's just a fact. And, again, I'm a brother. I am a brown man. I've been to many, many, many small towns. And just like my parents, who was raised in a small town, and Jeremy made a good point, when people go by, they wave at you. You wave at them, they'll wave back, or they'll wave at you first. Wave back. Very simple. Without going any further ado, got the floor, my man.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I knew Daryl was pretty, yeah, he's pretty lit up about that. And I mean, we're just, us real true Americans that believe in this country and what it stands for, we're just so sick and tired of the radical left, the way they just try to tear down anything patriotic. Because they are the most anti-patriotic, miserable fucking people I've ever met in my entire life. And how do I know that? Because I used to be one. Here's the best thing. So they had a Senate hearing where they had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in there to discuss censorship in America. And you can't make this shit up, ladies and gentlemen. It blows my mind that anybody still votes for these radical left nutbags. Now, I get it. There's people out there that are still believe in the Democratic Party, and, oh, they're there for the working man. You have not paid attention to politics in over a decade, then. You are completely uninformed and ill-informed. They are nothing of the party of JFK, not even close. I don't know what happened to them, but, well, they turned into Marxists, is what it is. I mean, literal Marxists. There's a radical agenda. The Communist Manifesto states numerous things about telling young people to mutilate their bodies, and that's the only way that they're going to find happiness. And what do we see today? The transgender whole agenda. I mean, it's so obvious that they're following play by play the Communist Manifesto, right down to the words of what it says. So, I want to get back to this Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thing. So he had a Senate hearing, okay, and I'm trying to find it here. I read it this story earlier, but the long story short. He was in there, and guess who? guess who tried to censor him? It wasn't Republican. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a Democrat, by the way. It wasn't Republicans. It was Democrats trying to censor Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And they have tried to discredit him and belittle him at every turn because he's the old school Democrat. He's a common sense Democrat, if you call him that. He is not part of the radical left ideology. So this radical left ideology, these communist fucks that have overtaken our government, they are censoring or threatening anybody that threatens their agenda, whatever it is that, I mean, they're pushing for socialism in the worst way. And you see what they're doing to Trump. And all these Trump haters, well, good, he's a criminal. He needs to be arrested. Who says he's a criminal? Well, that prosecutor that's prosecuting. Oh, he does? Okay. Who else? The media, they showed it all. Don't you watch the news? No, I don't watch propaganda. And that's what it is.
Yep.
They're going after Trump for no pun intended, trumped up charges. Bullshit charges that they're throwing shit at the wall right now and hoping a piece sticks. That's all they're doing. They're reaching in the grab bag full of tricks that are older than the Civil War, and they're trying to make something stick on the wall. All they need is one thing that sticks where it prevents him from running for president in 2024. You're going to see this all the way up until the presidency of 2024. If they cannot get a piece of shit to stick on the wall, this will be never ending for the next year and whatever it is, 3 months, 4 months. This is how desperate these cocksuckers are of not letting him get back into office, because they know he is going to go scorched earth on the system. once he gets back in, if he gets back in. They are scared to death, and they should be, because they have exposed everything about each and every one of them in the last 2.5 years. And now they're exposing more of themselves every single day. So this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I got censored on TikTok today. They said I violated community standards. And I'm going to tell you exactly what the video was. I went through headline news, New York Post, like six different news sources. And I just screenshotted the headline and went to the next headline. And any of them that I thought caught my eye, I screenshotted the headline. So I had probably a dozen, 15 headlines, and I put them in a video where the headline would pop up, and then it would go to the next headline, and that would pop up. That's all it was. No commentary. It wasn't me trying to spread anything. I wasn't saying anything. I was just simply sharing headline news. And it come back that I got banned for misinformation. Now, I want you to think about that. I shared headline news from multiple news sources, and I was accused of sharing misinformation. See, this is the world we live in now, ladies and gentlemen. If the left gets upset about something, they call it misinformation. You've noticed that term has become very popular in the last 2.5, 3 years. Never heard it before in my life, but all of a sudden now misinformation and disinformation is a thing. They're using that as a censorship tool. And they're too big of pussies to call it what it is. They're censoring you. They're shutting you up. They don't believe in the First Amendment, unless, of course, you agree with what they have to say. But if you go against the grain, which I have for the last 3 years, and I've been banned on Facebook, I've been banned on TikTok over 10 times, now I got banned on Twitter permanently. I'm banned on every fucking social media app because I will not stop spreading the truth. Do I get a little graphic about the truth sometimes? Yes, because the truth is not meant to be pussyfoot around. You need to tell the truth exactly how the truth happened. That's the bottom line. So when people try to censor me because I'm trying to tell them exactly what happened, that tells me one thing and one thing only. They hate the Constitution, and they hate free speech. They don't want the truth. They want their heads buried in the sand, and they wanted their back rubbed just so they feel comfortable, because the truth hurts them, and the truth is supposed to hurt you. The truth isn't meant to be pleasant all the time. As a matter of fact, the truth sucks 90% of the time. And that's exactly what I aim to do, is speak the truth. I don't give a shit if I end up standing on a street corner with a sign once a week with a different truth on it. If that's what I have to do to get the truth out there, to wake up the masses, that's what I'm going to do. T-shirts made. I don't wear T-shirts everywhere I go. I'll put a fucking banner on the side of my truck driving down the interstates with the truth on it. They cannot shut me up. They can throw me in jail. They can take away my life. I don't care. I'm not going to shut up. That's communism. And I have people that are very close friends of mine that came from communist countries, that escaped a communist jail, swam across a fucking harbor, and got shot at. And I'll have him on some night. His name is Bakir. And he speaks broken English, but you can at least understand what he's trying to tell you. I'll have him on some night and share his story of escaping communism. And he'll tell you what he sees in this country, what's happening, is exactly what he tried to escape from. And it's coming. It's on its way. They've got their footprints. I know you don't believe me. Oh, the sky is falling, Jeremy. The sky is falling all the time. It is falling. It's not falling at your pace, but it's falling. I'm sorry. I tell you the truth. But they're doing this right in front of your eyes, and you're too complacent. You've lived a peaceful, normal life your whole life, and you couldn't imagine that somebody would try to disrupt that. Well, they are, and they're doing it right now as we speak. So just so you know, do you want to add anything to that, Daryl?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Thank you. Oh man. There's a lot I want to add to that one. People, the Democratic, the I'm going to say something about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. But right now, the Democratic Party, what they're doing, they're just doing just plain evil. They existed from evilness. They existed from making sure that people fight each other. And again, for all the brown people that are here, or let's just say the Negroes that are here, remember, the Democratic Party did not want you to have your freedom. They didn't have nothing to do with civil rights. They had nothing to do with anything wanting a freedom. And I had to talk with someone. They said, well, Lincoln, he da-da-da-da-da. Well, okay, but point being is Lincoln, he went on to set the paperwork so the slaves can be free. And the thing is, folks, you know, the Democratic Party, they love to go ahead and sit back and play victim. You know, and I want to hear this guy that's going to come on that you're going to have on, because even though I'm not going to, you know, even though we're shortening the show, people, I'm still going to be on the show with Jeremy because somebody got to give him a hard time. But it's just like, for instance, the Nazi Party. And I know somebody's going to be like, oh, here we go. But just point being, it's just called simple things of history, and look at it. And I'll tell you where I found it. In history.com, all right, how the Nazis was inspired by what? Jim Crow. Did y'all hear me? How the Nazi Party was inspired by Jim Crow. In 1935, the Nazi Germany, they passed two laws, discriminative laws, called the Reich Citizenship Law and the law that protects the German blood and German honor. These people set back. And all this hatred that's going on in the world, do you understand that the stuff that the Democratic Party done with this Jim Crow law have started? All the way from Nazi Germany to here. Now, look at the stuff they're doing in Nazi Germany, what they were doing with Nazi Germany, for the people that have read about it and did history, and for the people that know, understand the Holocaust was real, wasn't fake, that the things that they've done is being done today. They're trying to go ahead, and everything they're saying is this misinformation, because you told the truth. Now they want to say assault rifles. Okay, can somebody please tell me, and I'd be glad for you to do it, somebody please tell me what an assault rifle is. Don't say an AR, don't say an AR-20, AR-15, because the AR-15 doesn't go into battle. So somebody please tell me what an assault weapon is. He'll give you the number, call in, and anybody got that thinks the opposite of us, please come in, because the facts, I'm giving you total facts. And you can look this up. It's by Becky Little. The original was in August 16th in 2017. Then they updated it in 2021, in March 26th. Read it. People, we're sitting up here telling you the truth about a lot of stuff. You know, and for some reason, it seems like we have this Stockholm system for the Democratic Party. Now, I ain't saying the Republican Party is all angels. Now, if you understand the Democratic Party, the Republican Party was made up. Let me change. The Republican Party, I'm not saying they're all angels either. The Republican Party is a younger party than the Democratic Party. They were here to go ahead and combat what the Democratic Party was doing. Have they lost their way? Yes, they have. Are they trying to gain it back? Slowly. But at times, sometimes it seems like they don't want to win because they don't want to take any responsibility. You know, but at the same time, you know, we have to start looking at things where we got to start looking at people. You know, and I'm getting sick and tired, and right now it is. I'm just going to put on the Democratic Party. It is a Democratic Party of that are of not of old. No Democratic Party wasn't nothing like this. These people are just Marxists. They don't want you to have your freedom. They don't want you to have anything. They use everyone. They use Negroes. They're using Asians. They used Hispanics for a while, but that didn't work. So what are they doing now? They're using the LGBT, and you guys are falling for that. Because after a while, they'll get rid of you, and they'll figure out something else. And just like Jeremy said, it's just, you know, they do these censorship because they don't want you to understand the truth. But the funny thing about it, even though I just gave you a reference to research it, a lot of you people, you're not going to do that. You don't want to research it because either A, your ego is too damn big, B, either that, you're too scared to know the truth, because if you know the truth, as they say, ignorance is bliss. You know the truth, and all of a sudden, your eyes are going to start opening up, and then all of a sudden, you're going to start to do research, because once you learn the truth, you're going to want to learn more truth. And the more that you people see what the Democratic Party is doing and these fascists are doing, the more you're going to start opening up your eyes and say, you know what? this ain't going to fly. Because people, they're beginning to open their eyes up, and they're saying, no, we're not going for this mess anymore. And so, Jeremy, man, I'm sorry they're censoring you like that, but the only reason they're censoring you, like they censor all these other people who are standing up and saying, you know what, we are done taking y'all's BS, and we are now going to start standing up for ourselves. And that's why they're terrorizing on Trump so bad. People, look at it. Look at the Biden. Look at the Clintons. What? Look at them. They've done all this crime where any of us would be in jail. All of us would be in jail. But they get a free pass. But here you got Trump, and I ain't saying he's perfect because this man is not. He got his damn errors. But at least he's fighting their system where they don't want him in because they know that he's going to stop their crap that they're doing because this man loves America. He ain't perfect. But he's a hell of a lot better than Biden. And one more thing, for all you people that want to sit back and talk about Trump, like, because the only thing that you have, when somebody asks you something about Biden, what do you first do? You go to Trump. I'll tell you what, and here's my bet. All you people that are listening, and you can come next week and talk about it. Tell me one thing that Biden has done. I won't call him president because I have no respect for him. You tell me what Biden and Kamala have done to improve the United States. I'll be waiting on that, and I'll probably be hearing crickets because they haven't done anything. I'm done.
Oh, they haven't. Now, if you guys want to rebut us or call in and share your thoughts or opinions, I'll give you the phone number to call in. We've got a few minutes left, and I'm going to get to one more subject, but we'll take your call. That phone number is 516-387-1733. And if you get through, press the number 1. And if you press the number 1, that lets my switchboard know that, hey, I got something to say. So, again, that phone number is 516-387-1733. Moving on, Chuck Grassley from Iowa, he releases FBI document. And here you go, Biden supporters. He releases the FBI document showing Joe Biden was involved in a $10 million bribery scheme with Burisma executive. Biden forced oligarch to pay up. Now, I don't know if you heard that or not, but this is an FBI document that shows, that was released by Grassley, that Biden was involved in a $10 million bribery. Now, I seen on C-SPAN when Biden sat up there and publicly stated that he got a prosecutor fired that was going after his son, Hunter, who was sitting on the board for Burisma. Hunter's about as dumb as a box of rocks. He's just really good at being a criminal. But Hunter was getting paid, I think it was $1 million a year, to sit on the board for Burisma. How did he get on the board of Burisma? Ukraine, Burisma. Why do you think Ukraine is so important to Joe Biden? You think he gives two shits about Ukrainians? No, he cares about his cover-up, his crimes that he's committed, him and his son and his family. Because I believe there's 9 different Bidens that were getting payment from Ukraine, China, Burisma. It goes right on down the list. Right now they have it estimated that Biden has received over $42 million in bribe money from numerous governments worldwide. Do you really think that he cares about America? He wipes the Constitution with his ass. Or he wipes his ass with the Constitution. Same thing. This guy is as corrupt as they come. And the mainstream media is complicit in it. And that is why you see the mainstream media go after Trump at all costs. It took me a while to figure that out. Because I used to think, oh, my God, this Trump is horrible. He's the worst thing. He's gonna get us blown up. No. Quite the opposite. Trump was the only president that brought peace to the Middle East. Deals with Russia. He brokered peace deals with North Korea. We weren't at war for 4 years under the leadership of Trump. As soon as Trump leaves the office, all of a sudden, you guys are all putting fucking I support Ukraine profile pictures. That's how dumb some of you are. That, or I stand, or get vaccinated, save lives. That was another one that you all put in your profile pictures, and some of you still believe that whole narrative. It just baffles me that you have no critical thinking ability, but you will not think outside the box, and you don't dare question the narrative coming from the mainstream media or the federal government, and from state governments, for all that matters. This family, the Biden family, will go down in history as one of the most corrupt administrations this country has ever seen. Excuse me. I'm sorry, but I hate getting on here and sound like all I'm doing is bashing Democrats or bashing the left. I'm sorry that the truth right now is that the radical left are causing a good majority of our problems. But I'm also going to admit that there is a uniparty. There are people on the Republican side, Liz Cheney, that dickhead from Illinois, which neither one of them have a job anymore in the government. Liz Cheney's working for a university, and the other dickhead, he's working for CNN. Surprise, surprise. There's Republicans that call themselves Republicans, but they're not Republicans. They're career politicians, or they're the corrupt swamp that Trump kept talking about. And I really believe at this point, I know Trump knew that Washington D.C. was corrupt. I just don't think he realized how absolutely corrupt it was and how deep the corruption ran. Because it even today it still blows my mind. Like, how the hell did we not see this before? So now anytime I hear anything out of the government or mainstream media, I automatically question it. And because I'm never satisfied with anything that they say, because they're lying to you. First, they told you that the United States doesn't fund Wuhan Lab in China. That come out of the government, come out of the media. Now there's a story today that says, Joe Biden, the Biden administration are going to stop funding the Wuhan lab in China. And I'm like, wait, what? We weren't funding Wuhan, so how could we defund them? Ah, caught him in another lie. That's just one of the many. That this whole COVID, I mean, the Pfizer documents are out there. They have, I don't know, 9 or 12 pages of side effects. I tell people about that, they call me a liar. Or they call me a Q conspiracy theorist. No, I'm neither. I've read the Pfizer document. That part where all the side effects were, I've literally read the Pfizer document. And do you think I could find it now? Fuck no. I don't know where the hell it went. I mean, I could ask some friends and I'm sure I could get it back, but it's out there for you to read. You go to the government CDC website, government websites, they tell you exactly what's going on, but the media doesn't cover it. You have to look for it. If you want the truth, you have to look for it. You have to do your own due diligence. That's a fact. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you're expecting that you're going to get informed by listening to the mainstream media, I'll tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get propaganda. You're going to get propagandized. That's what you're going to get. That's why this country is so goddamn confused. Excuse me, Lord. I apologize for taking your name in vain, but that's why this country is so damn confused, because they've been lied to for so long, they don't even realize it. I don't know why I got the coughs all of a sudden. I must be talking too much, but that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to focus on different subjects every week for 1 hour. That's why I wanted to cut it down to an hour, because it gets to be too much for me. We get sidetracked, and I want to keep it like on one subject, and I want to dig deep into that subject, and I want to explore every avenue with you as listeners so you can understand exactly what we're dealing with here. I'm going to bring you through my learning process from start to where I'm at today. Because I'm not even finished. I'm just at the tip of the iceberg. I know that. But I'm going to go through things that woke me up. I'm going to give you examples of media stories. And then you can decide for yourself, wow, if that woke him up. Because I used to be one of the biggest anti-Trump people that you would ever meet. every post on social media was anti-Trump this and anti-Trump that. And guess what? Excuse me. I never got censored once when I was against Trump. Not once. Never got a warning. Never got a warning about spreading misinformation. Nothing. It was A-okay. You can call Trump any name in the book. You can propaganda. Any propaganda you want to throw about, you're good if it's about Trump. As soon as I started seeing the truth and I started posting the things that I found is when I started getting censored. And it wasn't almost immediately. It was probably within about a month or two, almost immediately. All of a sudden, I started getting warnings on my posts. And then pretty soon, bam, Facebook just cranked out my account. They said I was spreading Q conspiracy theories. Never mentioned Q once. As a matter of fact, I'm still not convinced about Q. I'm not saying that it's not real, but I'm not saying that it's fake either, or that it's real. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I wonder if it's not a psyop, but I don't know. There's so many things that you really, like, you've got to sit and think about for hours and research and dig, and it's mind-blowing, but it's exhausting, I'll tell you that much. But that's what I'm going to start doing as soon as Chris and Daryl go out on their own. I'm going to focus my attention on bringing you, from the very beginning, facts of what has happened, the things that I've seen. And I'm going to give you examples. I'm not going to show you, but I'll tell you the examples, and I'll tell you where you can go find them. So basically what I'm telling you is I'm going to go all the way back from my very beginning of my research and my digging. And I'm going to start re-digging into it, and I'm going to save the links. I'm going to save it all so I can share it with you so you can go back and see the same things I did. That includes the official treatment for COVID-19, by the way, remdesivir. I started screaming about that long before the other people, all these doctors and everybody that got banned, way before them even. That's what blows my mind. Like, I'm just a truck driver that does research. But I read a study in the Congo done with Ebola where they treated the patients with remdesivir done in 2018, and 33% of them died of kidney failure, renal failure, or other major organ failure, 33%. And they used that as the official treatment for COVID-19. So I do know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I sometimes I sound like I'm just a dumb redneck hick or dumb truck driver, but I can assure you that I've dug into a lot of stuff, and I do know what I'm talking about. I used to get really frustrated with people that questioned it because I know how many hours I've spent studying up on this stuff and looking into it, and these morons with their mainstream media talking points get on there and try to make me feel like I'm the fucking stupid guy. I used to just fucking fly off the handle. Now, I just ask them simple questions, and it makes them mad that I even ask the question. Oh, you're just sharing memes. No, I'm not sharing memes. I actually just shared a link. I went into it with a guy last night on Facebook for like an hour or two, and I just kept on telling him, you have Trump derangement syndrome, dude. That's all you got. You're telling me everything that the media is telling you. Trust me, I've seen it all. I don't need you to tell me what. Well, he's got 37 indictments. Of course, I'm surprised it ain't 97, honestly. Yep. You know, and they don't want to talk about election interference. Oh, that didn't happen. It did, because here's the thing. They asked them 2,000 mules. They showed the geo-tracking. Like, they literally showed you how it was done. And you know what the media said? That technology isn't possible. It's not available. And now you look at some police stories, how they caught a criminal or how they caught a kidnapper or how they caught this or that. How did they catch them? Geo-tracking. So don't sit here and tell me that geo-tracking isn't possible to track somebody doing ballot harvesting and drop boxes. They know exactly how many boxes they went to, when they went to. They know exactly who it is. I can guarantee it. This is not a legitimate presidency, and I'll never consider it one. take over. You make your comments there on that one, buddy. I got to get a drink of water. My throat is scratchy as hell.
All right, cool. Yeah, drink that water, my man. You know you got to get some whiskey. But anyway, all right, folks, I'm gonna ask you what he said about Trump. Okay, when he was talking about the peace in the Middle East with Trump, that was down in 2020, and you really didn't hear too much of it, but it's called the Abraham Accords. Now, no other president has done this. Zero. This is the only president that was able to get the United Arab Emirates, along with Bahrain, Morocco, Israel, and all of them via the peace accord and said, okay, you know, let's band together, and then we have one common goal, and we have one common enemy, and you know what? And let's handle business. Now, since Trump been gone, what happened to the Middle East? It's gone to crap. Does anyone respect Biden? They don't. That's just period. And then for all you people that sit back and want to say, well, Trump, he's a racist. Look, let me tell you something. Do your research on Biden. Biden, he's the one who said he used the N-word on the floor, talking about us Negroes. And then also, he did state that he did not want his children to be dealing with jungle folks. So, and not in those words, but exactly on that. In other words, he doesn't want his kids going to school. He doesn't want his kids to be going to school with people of color. And then they did, and I put this on Facebook, they also did this thing where they have people that done prejudice quotes. And a lot of people, which I thought it was, and I don't know why some of our cowards that are Democrats that did not have enough nerve to stand and say to Joe Biden, you put us all in, you know, we're going to put you all in chains, or the BS of, if you don't vote for me, why? Okay, now if Trump would have said that, y'all would have haymakers jumping up and down and saying he's a racist. But since Biden said it, and the man is racist, he's a racist. He's that between him and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, she put more black men, brown men. I ain't gonna say black because I'm getting tired of using that white slave owner thing to describe us. She put more people of color in jail than her white predecessor. But y'all think she's an angel. She goes over here to Africa recently to talk about the LGB community, which Africa don't want nothing to do with it. And one of the African kings that straight up said about this gay guy that they have in jail, when he can pop out a baby, we'll let him go. That's what they think about it. But yet you have all these people who are working in these cobalt mines who are Africans. And does she go there and say anything about them? No. And then also with Trump. Okay, nobody wants to talk about the these two black women these two brown women of color that he pardoned. You know, Alice Marie Johnson, Suresh Salib. President Trump went in there, heard their stories, and said, you know what, they do not need to be in jail. And then worked on some other ones. These people also started up a program. But you don't hear that because they want you to think that he's president. You know, and it's just sometimes it amazes me that folks, you can't put A and B together to get C. Biden, Hillary, all of them are so daggone corrupt. You know, like, let me give you an example. All right, climate change. All right, you have Barack Obama, who goes over to, what's her name, her vineyard, the Mary, whatever her name is, her vineyard, and he buys this big old mansion that's off the seacoast, and it's below sea level. Now, if he really believed in what he was talking about, you think he was buying a big old mansion that's below sea level? Think about that, folks. And then I'm going to say this. As for the Republican Party, they're supposed to be the better half, the better party of the Democratic Party. Supposed to be. Someplace along the way, because, again, they're the ones who did civil rights. Whether you believe it or not, look it up. It's in the history books. They're the ones who fought for civil rights. They're the ones who fought, you know, when black folks wanted to get into, when brown people of color wanted to get into office, like the first five Negroes that were ex-slaves, they were in Congress. What party were they? They were the Republican Party because the Democrat didn't want anything to do with us. That's a fact, period, people. And it still continues today with all the hate that they're pushing because listen to how you guys go against when someone tried to give you facts. You call them names. You want to beat them up. You want to You want to go rob things from them. You don't have anything that's peaceful. You talk about your tolerance, but then you turn around, and as soon as somebody disagrees with you, you're ready to call them names and stuff. Now, as for the Republican Party, okay, they're supposed to be the better half. Somewhere along the way, they lost their way. I don't know what happened. They lost their way. Now, are they slowly beginning to understand this? Yes. But I think more, they need to start supporting more people of color and put their finances behind them and start showing people that, hey, we are for you. We're not here to hold you down. We're not here to do this and that. Are they perfect? No. They're a lot better than the Democratic Party. And I'm going to say that. And when I say the Democratic Party, understand that. And Jeremy made a good point, you know, about this uniparty. There are people that are in the Republican Party. They should not be Republican. There are people in the Democratic Party that should not be so. There are people that are independent. They're not really independent. They are Democrats. You know what? Have some balls to come up and say, this is who I am and this is what I stand for. The Democrat of old is nothing like this Democratic Party now. This Democratic Party is so full of hate. I can show you bills that the Republican Party here in Colorado tried to pass that were for people to be responsible, for parents to have the say-so of their kids, and the Democratic Party sent back and said no. But yet they want to support things where you do not have any consequences. You know, and so, you know, I love everybody. To me, it's a freaking label. Start looking at people for who they are and then start voting that way. Because all these rich people, like
exactly.
The Biden, they're so rich, they don't care about any of you. And the LGBT community, oh. I hate to break this to you, they don't care about you. They're using you for a tool. Because when all this is said and done, and once we mentioned to you about the WHO and the world New World Order, if that comes to fruition, you folks, you're not going to own a damn thing. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're black, if you're white, you're purple, you're gray, you're confused about what sexual orientation you are, because you'll have nothing. They're going to take away every last one of your rights, and then at the end, you're going to sit back and say, what the hell, what were we thinking, and it's too freaking late. I'm telling you, people, do me a favor, just do your research. That's the only thing I'm asking you to do.
Yeah.
When someone
– I got 2 minutes left, Daryl.
Yeah. All right, just do your research. That's all.
Yes, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to keep these at an hour. I have to.
Yeah.
Especially, I got to get up early tomorrow. But I just want to do a quick rundown of what we started the show out with. Just to let you guys know that Daryl and Chris are going to break off this radio show. They're going to start their own separate radio show, and then Daryl's eventually going to have his own radio show. So we're going to have a Daryl show. We're going to have a Chris show, which is called Distracted. We're going to have the Disrespected Trucker radio show on Thursday nights, and we're going to have the Constitutionalist on Tuesday nights. And on Sundays, we're going to have our preacher man, Stephen Myers, come in and do preach the gospel on Sundays. So for those of you that are interested in that, maybe getting closer and getting right with God in these end of times, as I like to call them. So that's a quick recap of what we were talking about, and you'll have to listen to the rest of the show about the other subjects. But, again, we're going to keep this radio show at an hour on Thursday nights until Chris and Daryl break off, and they'll probably go 2 hours. And I might go over an hour some nights, but tonight I can't because I got to get up at the butt crack of dawn, even before the birds get up. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, number 85. And we sure appreciate you tuning in and sharing this link out with your friends. Let's wake up some more people. And we'll see you next Thursday night. Well, we'll see you Tuesday night at the Constitutionalist at 6 p.m. Central. And then Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, you'll hear the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show once again. So on that note, thank you guys for joining. Daryl, appreciate you, brother, and we will talk to you guys
Thank you, brother.
Next week.